Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Check this out. 5 years ago, on January 3rd of 2020, Trump's current director of national intelligence tweeted out, quote, "We do not seek regime change," Trump declares as he escalates his regime change war against Iran. Neocons like Graham/Bolton are cheering. To all who voted for Trump because of his anti-war rhetoric, it's time to realize he lied to you. Stand with me against Trump's Iran war. Hashtag Trump's war. That was Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's current director of national intelligence. And it feels like everybody who had once criticized Trump, like Ben Shapiro or Tulsi Gabbard or Marco Rubio used to be anti-Trump, they all now have collective amnesia and are walking lockstep with Trump as he escalates this war with Iran. I want to talk about Tulsi Gabbard and Trump's relationship because it seems to be splintering. Not only did Trump lose confidence in Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, but we're also learning that Trump raged at Pete Hegseth in a phone call over the birthday parade. Let's start here. Then I want to dig into Trump's splintering relationship with multiple key figures within his cabinet. Here's the problem Trump has run into. During his first term, he had an incredibly high turnover rate with a bunch of people in his cabinet, despite choosing the best people. In his second admin, he's been trying to keep the turnover rate low because he wants there to be key, loyal people in certain positions. He doesn't care how experienced they are or how, you know, skilled they are. He cares about how loyal they are. And he is so stubborn in not having a turnover rate this time around and not being wrong that he refuses to remove anybody. Like Signalgate, for example. When Signalgate happened, any normal president would immediately gut their entire Department of Defense appointee and all the people around him and replace them immediately. But Trump does not want to do that. He cares more about loyalty than competence. And here's where the problem lies. Trump apparently raged at Hegseth over a birthday parade where military had too much fun. President Donald Trump was mad, arguing that soldiers were, quote, hamming it up. Wolf appeared on the Daily Beast podcast saying that the president wanted a menacing show of force in honor of the Army's 250th and his 79th birthday. Instead, he got a festive parade. Quote, "He's pissed off at the soldiers," he said. "He's accusing them of hamming it up." And by that, he seems to mean that they were having a good time, that they were waving, that they were enjoying themselves and showing a convivial face rather than a military face. Social media users and everybody noted that the soldiers weren't really walking in lockstep. Quote, "He kind of reamed out Hegseth for this," Wolf said to the president. Apparently, there was a phone call and he said to Hegseth, "The tone was all wrong." Why was the tone wrong? Who staged this? There was a tone problem. Trump, he keeps repeating himself, and he kept repeating himself on the phone call. Why was the tone wrong? Why was the tone all wrong? Quote, "It didn't send the message that he apparently wanted, which is that he was the commander-in-chief." And here lies the problem with Donald Trump. He prioritizes optics over everything else, even when it comes at the deficit or the detriment of our military. He only prioritizes optics. That's why he's currently losing faith in Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. Check out this clip.
"The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program."
I don't care what she said, Trump says, of his director of national intelligence. So if he's not doing the daily press briefings, and he's not even listening to Tulsi Gabbard, which I don't know if you should listen to Tulsi Gabbard, then that means he's just going by raw instinct, or whatever Stephen Miller says, or whatever the last person told him. President Trump reportedly angered by intelligence chief's social media warning against warmongers. So this reads, as he weighs joining Israel's war against Iran, it seems very likely that we're joining now. I mean, I don't want to speculate entirely, but if I personally had to place money, I would say that we will be joining in some way. We've already been providing a lot of support via intelligence. President Trump has repeatedly found himself at odds with the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, with one White House official saying that he has, quote, just been kind of down on her in general. The president was recently incensed, according to Politico, by Gabbard's decision to post a three-minute video on X warning about political warmongers. And let's check out a part of this video.
I recently visited Hiroshima in Japan and stood at the epicenter of a city that remains scarred by the unimaginable horror caused by a single nuclear bomb dropped in 1945, 80 years ago. It's hard for me to find the words to express what I saw, the stories that I heard, the haunting sadness that still remains. This is an experience that will stay with me forever.
Honestly, the video that Tulsi Gabbard posted isn't even that bad. I mean, she talks a lot about the history of Hiroshima. She talks about the fact that we should not be getting into wars. But Trump was pissed, according to Politico, because he took it as like an anti-war message, which it is. Inside the clashes between Trump and Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence has rankled Trump with her statements about nuclear war. The president has suggested she's off message. Here's the thing, dude. Trump will only use anti-war messaging when it benefits him politically. He'll only use anything when it benefits him politically. He is so openly transactional that he has very quickly, very radically alienated much of his voter base. I keep making videos about this, but Latinas for Trump are now pushing Trump away. Muslims for Trump are now pushing Trump away. You can look at farmers for Trump who are mad at the aggressive deportations. Trump keeps overstepping or just blatantly going against what he promised to do. This brings me to this. As President Trump privately mulled joining Israel's campaign against Iran, one member of his cabinet sent what he viewed as an audacious attempt to steer him in the opposite direction. At 5:30 a.m. on June 10th, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard tweeted a cryptic three-minute video warning that, quote, political elite and warmongers are, quote, carelessly fomenting fear and tensions between nuclear powers, and that the world is on the brink of nuclear annihilation. Trump saw the unauthorized video and became incensed, complaining to associates at the White House that she had spoken out of turn, according to three people familiar with the episode, two of them inside the administration, and all granted anonymity to describe sensitive dynamics. Her post came a few days after Israel Hawks met with Trump at the White House to lobby him to support Israel's attack on Iran. In the eyes of Trump and some close to him, Gabbard was warning him not to greenlight Israel attacking Iran. Trump even expressed his disapproval to her personally, the three people said. Quote, I don't think he dislikes Tulsi as a person, but certainly the video made him not super hot on her, and he doesn't like it when people are off message. So, the point that I'm trying to draw is, Trump is increasingly angry at people, not even for like the right reasons. When he's mad at Pete Hegseth, it's not because of Signalgate. It's not even because of Signalgate Part 2. It's not because of the terrible optics of it all, but it's because the military parade wasn't up to Trump's standard. It's disgusting, and if you appreciate the work we do, make sure you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.